We give thanks to the Lord that He's kept us through this year 2014.
我们感谢主，他保守我们经过了2014年。
And as time hurries along, we find ourselves coming more fully into the last days.
我们在这些日子里面，我们越来越知道我们到了末后的时候。
As our brother Jonathan mentioned, there seemed to be, we might say, two streams in the Christian things.
好像彭弟兄说，在基督徒的范围里面，好像有两条路。
There seems to be this large stream of those who know the Lord and yet are pursuing earthly things.
好像一个主流，他们认识神，但是他们追求属地的事情。
They have no awareness of the nearness of the Lord's coming.
他们好像不感觉得到主马上就要来。
Even if they study it as a doctrine, it isn't something that's wrapped around their heart.
虽然他们读过这些的教义，但是只是在他们心里面的一个地方。
But it seems in this day that our Lord's eyes look to and fro across the earth for those assemblies who fear His name and wait for His coming.
但是主的心是在寻找那些的聚会，他们敬畏神，等候他的再来。
They may be small in number and not successful as the world terms these things.
可能他们是少数，从属世的角度来讲，不太成功的一群。
But the Lord takes notice of such who fear His name, and He writes their name down in His book.
但是主实在寻找这些敬畏他的人，他把他们的名字记在他的册上。
I trust that we're gathered with many who have that kind of heart, waiting for the Lord to fulfill His purpose.
我相信我们聚集的里面有很多人，他们是在等候神，预备迎接他的再来。
And so we pray against that day when we experience the glorious liberty of the sons of God.
我们等候那一天，我们迎接神儿子荣耀的自由。
When Christ is all and in all.
当基督是一切又在一切之内。
As a matter of truth, Paul says that the church stands in that position already, where Christ is all and in all.
在真理上面，在地位上，保罗已经告诉我们，教会今天站的地位乃是基督是一切又在一切之内。
But we know in the terms of reality in our experience, the Lord is transforming us from glory to glory as He brings His sons into such a state.
但是在实际跟经历的里面，我们看到主在这里改变我们，叫我们荣上加荣，叫神的众子显出来。
And so this morning we just want to share a few further thoughts on this matter of the Christ life.
今天我们继续要讲基督的生命。
Let's turn to a few scriptures.
我们翻开几处的经文。
Matthew chapter 16,
马太福音第十六章
verse 24,
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Then Jesus said to His disciples, If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And then at the end of Matthew chapter 11,
在马太十一章的末了，
beginning in verse 25,
二十五节开始，
At that time Jesus said, I praise You, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that You have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in Your sight.
当时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
27节，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And then finally, just in a few verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们再翻到哥林多前书第二章。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节开始。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
哥林多前书二章第一节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大智对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, you who own and are the Lord over all time.
我们的父，你是时间里面一切的主。
We come to you in these last days, at the end of this year, with desires in our heart.
我们来到你的跟前，在这个年终的时候，我们愿意寻求你的心意。
We don't want to be known as a wineskin without the new wine.
我们不愿意成为只是那些没有新酒的酒囊。
God forbid that we would be the temple without the ark.
神，你不叫我们成为没有约柜的圣殿。
And Lord, we pray that we would not be the church of Laodicea.
我们不愿意成为哦，真是老底家的教会。
But by your mercy,
借着你的怜悯。
And by your mighty hand,
借着你大能的手,
you would lay hold of us,
你抓住我们,
and make us into sons,
叫我们能够成为众子。
Though the time of your appearing is near,
你来的日子近了,
we know that you are working in each life here today.
我们知道你在我们每个人的生命里面今天在做工。
Now, Lord, we pray that you would get out of us that which you have destined for us.
我们求你叫我们能够达到你要我们达到的光景。
Help us as we fellowship together in this final hour.
就帮助我们在这个最后的一堂的交通的当中。
Oh, Spirit of God, speak to your people and the church.
求你的灵向你的子民，向你的教会说话。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. There was a famous book written by F.B. Meyer entitled The Christ Life for the Self Life.
迈尔弟兄有一本很出名的书，基督的生命是为了人的己生命。
Our brother's burden is that those who are Christians would live in the good, in the reality of being in Christ and Christ being in you.
我们弟兄的负担乃是让神的儿女们能够实实在在的住在 基督在我里面，我在基督里面的实际。
This is not only the desire for our Christian life, but this goes back to the very beginning with the purpose that God created man.
这不单单是讲到我们今天基督徒的生活，乃是神在创造人时候开始有的旨意。
We see the purpose of man in Jesus Christ.
我们看到在耶稣基督里面那个完全的人。
He was a transparent manifestation of the living God.
他把神完全透明地彰显出来。
He was full of the Father.
他充满了父。
So he could say to his disciples, Have you seen me so long and you have not known the Father?
所以主说，向门徒说，你们看待我这么多年，然后你没有看到父吗？
The miracles he did were the Father's miracles.
他行的神迹是父的神迹。
The words that he spoke were the Father's words.
他讲的话是父的话。
He was indeed the dwelling place of God on earth.
他在地上是神的居所。
But we realize that Jesus came to earth not just to be a single manifestation, but to bring mankind into its destiny as the dwelling place of God.
主耶稣来到地上，他不单单是成为一个这样的见证人，他要把全人类带到这个目的里面。
And so by his death and resurrection, through his precious blood,
借着他的死与复活，借着他宝血的功效，
we have entered into a new life.
我们就进到这个新的生命里面。
We have become a new creation.
我们就成为新造的人。
And this creation will come to its glory when it's full of Christ. Within.
当这个新造进到荣耀的光景，乃是让基督充满他们。
This is called the liberty of the sons of God.
这是讲到神众子自由的释放。
And as we spoke yesterday, we saw that this liberation of us involves us stepping over some barriers.
讲到人能够这样进入这样自由释放的荣耀，乃是要经过越过一些的拦阻。
We mentioned the church of Corinth.
我们讲到哥林多的教会。
They were saved.
他们是得救的。
They knew gifts of the Spirit.
他们有圣灵的恩赐。
They were waiting for the Lord to come back.
他们等候主的回来。
But there is a barrier to their sonship.
但是他们要成为有儿子的名分，长大成人，有一些的拦阻。
It was their carnal self-life.
乃是他们属血气的己生命。
Oh, if we didn't have such a stubborn self-life,
如果我们没有那么顽固的己生命，
what wonderful children of God we would be.
我们就成为那么美好神的儿女了。
I remember my surprise when I became a pastor of a Baptist church.
我记得当我在浸信会做一个牧师的时候，
I'd only been saved 2 years.
我那个时候刚刚得救两年。
And so I began to shepherd this small flock.
我就在那里牧养这一小群羊。
But I found out that these sheep are stubborn.
我觉得这些羊非常的顽固。
And sometimes I'd reach out my hand to help, and the sheep would bite me.
有的时候我去伸出手来帮助他们，的羊咬我。
We had a church, but I couldn't tell the sheep from the goats.
我在一个聚会里面，我分不出来那些是绵羊还是羔羊，还是山羊。
Our self-life is so stubborn.
我们的己生命是那么的顽固。
We don't see things according to Christ.
我们不是照着神的角度来看事情。
We don't see things from the view of those who are seated in the heavenly places with Christ.
我们不是从坐在天上与基督同坐的这个角度来看事情。
And in our spiritual development, there are two special problems that the Lord has to use the power of His cross to liberate us.
在我们成长的过程里面，有两部分是需要主用他的十字架叫我们得释放的。
Yesterday we mentioned about the problem of the sin nature in us.
昨天我们提到在我们里面的天然的罪性。
Many a child of God has begun well, but gotten tripped up as they tried and tried and tried to overcome sin in their life.
许多神的儿女在他们的人生里面用尽了办法能够胜过罪性，但是他们还是跌倒。
And Paul is humble enough to share with us a little bit of the testimony of what he went through in Romans chapter 7.
所以保罗就讲到他罗马书七章告诉我们他是如何的有这样的经历。
How the Lord had to deal with the Apostle Paul.
主是如何的要对付使徒保罗。
He was a self-righteous man.
他是一个自义的人。
And so the Lord sent the law upon Paul.
所以神就使用律法在他的身上。
All right, Paul.
保罗。
Do not covet.
你不要贪心。
And as soon as that law came forth,
当这一个律法临到他，
Paul realized
保罗就知道
all he could do was covet.
他就是贪心。
He was bound, as it were, by the law.
他是被律法来捆绑。
How will we ever get free?
我们怎么样得释放呢？
You and I have various sins that seem to predominate in our lives.
你跟我有我们那个罪在那里满了我们的一生。
And when we begin to grow in our lives, these things begin to hinder us and pull us down.
当我们在那里追求成长的时候，这些的罪就把我们追下来。
How will we ever get free?
我们如何能够得自由呢？
Paul went through a crisis.
保罗经历了一些的危机。
And he cried out, Oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
他向神呼求说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
It was at that moment,
在那个时刻,
he saw something.
他看见了。
It was something that laid to rest a problem in his life.
在他生命里面那些抓住他的那些的问题。
A self-righteous person,
一个自义的人。
How many of you have a self-righteous personality?
有多少人有自义的性情?
All hands should be up.
每个人都应该举起手来。
How do you know a self-righteous person?
你怎么知道你是自义的人?
It's because they always know they're right.
因为他们一直知道他是对的。
And Paul always knew he was right.
保罗都说我是对的。
But what Paul discovered is that was a lie.
但保罗发现这是一个谎言。
He could not fulfill the law of God by his own self-righteousness.
他不能够借着自己来行神的义。
At the time of the fall, Satan put into the heart of every man that they can live independently of God.
当人堕落的时候，撒旦就把一个心意放在人的心中，他们可以不依靠神而过活。
I mentioned yesterday the little choo-choo train that says, I think I can, I think I can.
昨天我讲到这个小火车，我以为我行，我以为我行。
I don't know if you have that little storybook for children.
我不知道你们有没有向孩子讲这个故事。
But don't teach your children that too much.
不要告诉他们太多这一点。
I realize it has a simple lesson not to give up when you have a hard time with your homework.
我的时候我告诉他们当你功课觉得太难的时候不要叫他们随便的就放弃。
But we're talking about something deeper here.
我们在这里讲的是更深的学习。
The law sticks out a fishing pole with a little hook on it.
律法在鱼池里面掉下一个鱼钩。
It says, do this.
做这样。
And you're such a sucker, you take the bait.
你是那样愿意上钩啊，你就上钩了。
You say, oh, okay, I can do that.
你说行啊，我可以啊。
And that's when you learn you can't.
那个时候你才发现你不行。
There is something that has to be set aside.
有一些事情你要放下。
And somewhere in this great crisis Paul went through, he realized what he had to do.
在保罗在这个危机里面，他知道，他看到他应该怎么做。
He says, I give up trying to figure this out.
我放弃了，我实在搞不清楚。
There's a war going on in me.
在我里面有一个征战。
But I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Now, I don't know how to overcome sin, and I can't do it by myself.
我不知道怎么胜过罪，我也自己干不来。
But God has given me the Holy Spirit.
神把圣灵给了我。
Now, if I lay hold of the Holy Spirit,
如果我真是抓住圣灵,
He will pull me out of my impotence.
他就把我从自己的无能里面救出来。
And begin to teach me how to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh.
然后就叫我如何靠心灵而行，不要靠肉体而行。
Now I don't know how many of you have water skied.
我不知道你们多少人会滑水。
Although now people do this thing where they hold the rope and go up in those kites.
现在有人抓住这个绳子就飞到风筝上面去。
But it's like water ski.
就好像在滑水。
There you are down in the water, flipping and flapping around.
你在水里面在那里。
Just trying to keep your head up over the water.
叫你能够浮在上面。
And the boat loops around and here comes this tow rope.
这个船在前面来抓来拖住你。
And they yell out, grab hold of that tow rope.
他们说你抓住那个绳子。
And you grab hold of this rope.
你抓住这个绳子。
And they throttle the boat.
然后在这个船向前冲上去。
And up you come out of the water.
然后你就飞起来。
That is if you have your skis out in front of you.
就是说你这个你这个滑桨在前面。
Otherwise you go deeper down in the water.
不然的话你就会沉下
去。That's another story.
这是另外一件事。
Now the Holy Spirit is that tow rope and he's asking you to grab hold of it.
圣灵就是那个绳子叫你抓住它。
It's the spirit of liberty in Christ Jesus.
就是在耶稣基督里叫你得释放的灵。
It sets us free from the laws of sin and death.
释放我们从罪跟死的律里面出来。
And this experience that Paul relates in Galatians 2:20.
好，保罗在加拉太书二章二十节里面告诉我们。
Has been a testimony of liberation by many of God's servants down through the centuries.
是在历史历代神的仆人他们所经历的见证。
Many of God's servants claim that Galatians 2:20 and the revelation of the reality behind it was a tremendous moment of liberty in their Christian life.
多少神的仆人他们可以见证加拉太书二章二十节是他们的经历叫他们能够得释放。
Now there's another area in our lives that needs liberation.
在另外一方面我们也需要得释放的。
God's purpose in saving us is to create a bride and a servant.
神的计划乃是要得着一个心腹，也得着他的仆人。
The church is to be made up of servants of God.
教会是要用神的仆人来组成的。
Not a few servants of God.
不是只是几个的仆人。
All servants of God.
是要全部的仆人。
And this is what our Lord Jesus is waiting for even now.
这是今天我们的主仍然在等待的。
Right now we have lopsided assemblies.
今天我们这里有单独的一点这样的聚会那样的聚会。
There's a few people who give.
那里有一些人他们是奉献的。
A few people who serve.
有几个人呢他们是在那里服侍的。
They do almost everything.
这几个人就管所有的事情。
Then we have a lot of people who are just there.
有很多人就是坐在那里。
Now this doesn't please the Lord.
这样不能够讨神的喜悦。
The whole body of Christ needs to be functioning.
全部基督身体的肢体都要产生功用。
Every brother and sister has a vocation, a calling.
每一个神的儿女都有他的天职，都有这样的呼召。
Now the problem with the church today is it has servants, servants of God.
神教会的问题就是有神的仆人在教会。
But the church can only rise in its liberty of serving to the degree that the servants themselves know this liberty.
教会能够成长，只有他的仆人，他们真正的看到什么叫做生命的释放。
Now there is nothing more wonderful than when you know of a servant of God whose life overflows with the Christ life.
我们看到神的仆人在他们的生命里面涌出基督的生命来。
But often we find assemblies that start out well.
我们经常发现一个聚会开头开得很好。
But those who were serving, especially in the assembly, have too much self.
那些服侍的人，他们带领的人，他们太多了他们的己。
And instead of setting the saints free to serve, they put the saints in a bondage.
他们 应该是叫圣徒们能够得释放的服事，结果他们把弟兄姊妹捆绑起来。
Too often the servants of God are held down with negative attitudes.
很多神的仆人他们带来的一些负面的态度。
They minister the letter instead of the spirit.
他们在那里传的是字句而不是圣，不是灵。
In their domineering, they hold down the people instead of setting them free and raising them up.
在他们那种强势的里面，他们把人的心坠下来。
And a servant of God, instead of living by the Christ life, they live by their own self-effort, striving, and human authority.
神的仆人，他们没有活出基督的生命，而是活出他们自己的人的权柄跟人的自己。
And so this morning we want to finish our consideration of the Christ life by talking about how the cross must deal with his servants.
今天我们要讲到基督的生命如何从神的仆人身上来活出来。
Are you God's servant?
你是神的仆人吗？
You know, everybody is.
每人都是。
In your calling.
因为你们每个都是蒙召的。
You know, the terminology is that he is the king of his kingdom.
他是国度的王。
But what good is it to have a king if you don't have servants?
如果在一个国度里面有王而没有仆人的话。
A kingdom needs a king and servants.
一个国度需要王也需要仆人。
As I put it to young people,
我对于年轻人这样讲。
Jesus is the king and we are the dumb of the kingdom.
耶稣是王，我们是那个国度里面的那些人。
Now all of us are servants.
所有的人都是仆人。
Some have one talent, some have five talents, makes no difference. God wants everyone in the kingdom serving.
有人有一千两银子，有人有五千两银子，神要所有的人在他的国度里面来侍奉。
And this is a high calling.
这是一个上面来的呼召。
We know when we look carefully at Scripture that the Lord will not approve us as servants unless we're serving out of His life.
我们从神的话告诉我们，如果我们不是从他的生命里面服侍，神不认同我们做他的仆人。
And when we serve God,
当我们侍奉神的时候，
He deals with us.
他对付我们。
Again, by the work of the cross.
这是十字架的工作。
Because we're just not serving God, we're touching His body.
我们不单在那里侍奉神，我们在那里是碰到他的身体。
Every time we serve in the body of Christ, we're to be touching and giving life to members in the body of Christ.
每次当我们在教会里面侍奉的时候，我们是碰到生命，我们是要供应基督身体的生命。
And we also know that when somebody has a heart to serve the Lord,The enemy sees them and tries to disqualify them.
我们知道当有人愿意侍奉神的时候，仇敌就在那里破坏他们，叫他们不能够服侍。
There must be liberation in the service of God.
在神的服侍神的事情上面，我们需要得释放。
And even as yesterday we saw that the Lord deals with sin and our self-life by the power of His cross.
昨天我们看到神对付我们的己生命，对付我们的罪，是用十字架的大能。
So now today we see that God loves us so much that He sends the power of the cross by the Spirit to deal with us as servants of God.
今天我们看到神爱我们，借着他的十字架来对付我们每一个服侍主的人。
We're going to just talk about the sort of three phases of a servant of God.
我们现在要讲服侍主的人的三方面。
Now God works upon every servant of His in a very unique way.
神在每一个服侍他的人身上都有他独特的方法来造就我们。
We'll only use these three phases to just have an opportunity to share some of the lessons the servant must learn.
我们就是用这三个层次来看看我们要学的功课。
So we're going to look at the initial call and the consecration.Of a servant.
我们首先看到他的呼召跟我们的奉献。
And then we'll see a second phase where the cross begins to be laid upon the servant as the yoke of Jesus comes and restricts our life.
我们再看到第二个层次，十字架进来叫我们能够与我们被受限制。
And then we want to look at the third stage.
我们看到第三层,
where the Lord takes the servant, breaks the vessel, and his life flows out with anointing.
主在他的仆人身上破碎他们，让他的生命涌流出来。
So let's look at these three simple phases.
我们看到这三个简单的层次。
It's wonderful when young people sense a calling to serve the Lord.
我们看到有年轻人，他们觉得神呼召他们来服侍，这实在是一件美好的事情。
You know, it's only after we consecrate our lives that we really hear God calling.
只有当我们把自己奉献在祭坛上的时候，我们才会听到他的呼召。
But thank God many times, maybe at a retreat or at some moment, a young person consecrates their life and lays their life on the altar for the Lord.
感谢神，可能是一些的特会，或者一些事情发生，年轻人把他们自己奉献在祭坛上。And
so in this attitude, they begin to sense God stirring in their lives to serve Him.
在这样的光景里面，他们感觉得到神的爱激励他们，他们愿意来服侍神。
And when they commit themselves to serving the Lord, they find the Lord's grace upon them.
当他们把自己完全交给神的时候，他们就发现神在他们身上的恩典。
They hear the Lord saying, if anyone would come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me.
他们就听到主的话说，若人要跟从我，就当舍己。
There is an aspect of sacrifice in the service of God.
当我们讲到服事的时候，我们也看到需要有牺牲。
Have you ever laid down your life in sacrifice to the Lord?
你有没有把你自己放下来献给神？
It's really the beginning place for a servant.
这是一个仆人的开始。
You deny yourself a certain way of life.
你要在你 生活的里面放下一些。
You deny your flesh, just satisfying, gratifying yourself.
你在那里要舍己，放下一些你自己喜好的。
Because you see something larger, something greater in serving the Lord.
因为你看到服侍主是一件更大的事情。
When such a thing happens and someone commits their life to serving God,
当有人那样把自己交在主的跟前侍奉神的时候,
they begin to serve the Lord with all their heart.
他们就在那里全心地来服侍。
They discover many things.
他们发现很多的事情。
They discover they have some gifts.
他们发现他们有一点的恩赐。
They discover the Lord's grace and leading.
他们就看到主的恩典跟主的引导。
They go through this initial stage of serving the Lord.
他们在 开始的层次那里，一开始是奉神，
and they're learning some important things.
他们在那里学到一些很重要的功课。
Some begin to study.
有人就他们在那里好好的去读。
Some begin to serve in little ways.
有人就开始在小事情上服侍。
Some discover natural abilities that the Lord seems to use.
有人就发现主也用他们一些天然的能力。
And especially people begin to copy an elder servant.
有人也在那里模仿一些年长的仆人。
Now, how do you know how to serve the Lord?
你怎么知道如何侍奉神呢？
Well, you start to talk like, sound like, pray like some elder brother.
你就是像说话祷告像那些年长弟兄那个声音。
Now, that's all you know to do.
因为你只会这些嘛。
Now, the Lord has a unique way for you to serve.
但是神给你一个独特的
But maybe you start out as a copycat.
可能你一开始你只是模仿别人。
Now, I wanted to serve the Lord.
我要侍奉神了。
I went to seminary to study for the ministry.
所以我就去过神学院来学习。
And there's a lot of studying involved.
在那里有很多要学的功课。
But this particular seminary had a wonderful library of the sermons of great preachers.
在这个神学院里面，图书馆里面有很多名传道的讲章。
Now I used to read those sermons.
我经常去读这些讲章。
I used to preach those sermons.
我就是照着这些来讲。
I'd memorize the main points.
我记住他们的重点。
I'd imagine that I was Charles Spurgeon.
我想我就是斯布珍那样。
Or F.B. Meyer.
或者是迈尔那样。
Then I'd copy their way of saying things.
我就完全把他们的讲法照抄出来。
And so a young servant starts out with a lot of zeal.
所以一个年轻服侍主的人充满了火热。
Very busy.
非常的忙碌。
Some trial and error.
有一些尝试也有犯错误。
But the Lord is with you.
但是主与你同在。
Eventually, things become a little discouraging.
但是呢慢慢呢你就有点灰心。
If you're sensitive, you become discouraged.
如果你里面真是敏锐感觉的话，你会感觉灰心。
Because even though you're trying your best, it doesn't seem to be really too much fruit.
因为你在那里尽了所有的力量呢，但是好像没有果子。
And sometimes in your serving with all of your heart,
有的时候你是全心在服侍的。
Because you love Jesus,
因为你爱耶稣。
Still the saints begin to criticize you and make little opinions about what you're doing.
这弟兄姊妹有人还批评你说这个说那个。
And so you get a little discouraged.
所以你就有点灰心。
I mean, why not? Your fruit is restricted.
以至于你结果子受限制。
So maybe you try harder.
或者你再努力一下。
Now when you try harder is something interesting.
当你更加努力的时候有趣的事情发生。
We start to get ourselves bound in the laws of ministry that others have set upon you.
我们就会落在一些侍奉的律法里面捆绑我们。
A servant should be this way, he should cut his hair some way, he should cut his beard off, or this and that.
这服侍主的人要这种头发，要把胡子剃掉。
If you're going to be a good minister, you should need to do this, you need to wear certain clothes, you need to act a certain way.
如果你要做一个好的传道人，你要这么穿衣服，你要有这样的行为。
It's like David trying to wear King Saul's armor. It just doesn't fit, but you're trying and trying.
好像大卫他要穿上扫罗的军装，但是不称身呢。
Now some of these suggestions, of course, are good.
这些的建议是好的。
But in the end, it brings us to the end of this first phase in a bit of discouragement and maybe confusion.
但是到了一个地步，你觉得灰心，你也觉得有一点迷惑。
Now if you look around here today.
如果你今天四围看看
Now there's some older brothers who are now balding.
有一些年长的他们秃顶了。
But they were on fire for the Lord in their young days.
他们年轻的时候他们向着主是非常火热的。
But they got a little confused or discouraged from serving the Lord and somehow they decided to go into business instead.
但是他们迷路了他们灰心了结果他们自己去做生意了。
Well, it's tough.
实在是不容易的。
And what's going on in this whole first phase is this.
在第一步这样的功课上面。
The Lord has to begin to deal with the strength of our self-life.
神要对付我们己生命的力量。
Now we want to serve the Lord.
我们要侍奉神。
We get down on our knees and pray the Lord would fill us with the Holy Spirit.
我们跪下来祷告求圣灵充满我们。
We say, I want to hide behind the cross, Lord, only you, only you.
我在十字架的底下我说唯有基督唯有基督。
But despite all our prayers, our self just comes out all the time.
但是我们虽然是这样祷告但是出来的还是我们的自己。
Now the Lord has to deal with this self-life.
所以神要对付我们的己生命。
It may even be that because of your ego strength, you will succeed in ministry for a time.
因为你里面有这个自我的力量，所以你就落到这种光景里面。
But it may be at the cost of your family life.
其实这也影响你家庭的生活。
Or of your inner rest.
或者叫你里面失去了安息。
Or of your spirit obedience.
或者叫你灵里面不是真正的顺服神。
And we find ourselves busy in ministry.
我们就发现我们忙碌的侍奉。
But we sense somehow the Lord has not put his stamp of approval on it.
但是我们不觉得有主的认同。
Now this is the early phase of something that's very crucial.
这是我们服侍主 头一个阶段是非常关键的。
Now a servant of God, whether they're preaching the word, sharing the gospel, teaching in a Sunday school class,
服侍主的人，你或者讲道，或者传福音，或者教主日学。
If the Lord does not deal with our self life,
如果主不对付我们的己生命，
we'll become a monster.
我们就会成为一个恶魔。
Our self life grows.
我们的己生命在那里膨胀。
And unless the cross works on us, that self life gets bigger and bigger.
除非十字架在我们身上做工，我们的己生命就越来越膨胀。
Now I went to a seminary that was Baptist.
我是去的浸信会的神学院。
Brother Ernie Heil and I, we went to the same seminary at the same time.
赫尔弟兄跟我是同时去念同一个神学院。
And one semester we were in the same class together was a class on missions.
有一学期我们在同一堂课是是去那个mission 的这堂课。
Now this is a class where they try to get preachers to become missionaries.
这是叫这些传道人他们能够做宣教士。
And one week they had a whole week where they brought in missionaries who told their stories of success.
所以有一个星期呢，他们请了很多宣教士来告诉我们他们成功的故事。
Now they never brought in missionaries having a hard time, just the success stories.
他们只是把这些成功的宣教士带来。
And on the last 2 days they brought in 2 missionaries.
在最后他们带了两个宣教士。
Now they were quite successful.
他们也是成功的宣教士。
But,
但是
they were megalomaniacs.
但是他们有
completely self-centered, proud men.
但是他们是完全自我中心、骄傲的人。
It was their ministry, their church, and their greatness that created the successful mission.
他们讲到是他们的侍奉、他们的教会是他们来带出这个成功的工作。
Now they boasted about how successful they were.
他们在那里宣讲他们是多么的成功。
So when we came to the end of the week,
到了这个星期的末了，
no missionaries were in the class. It's time for us to ask questions.
那一天呢，这个宣教士都不在，我们开始发问。
So Ernie raises his hands and asks the professor.
赫尔弟兄呢就问当时的教授。
Those men are megalomaniacs.
说那些人是那么自我中心、骄傲的人啊。
Pride, self-centered.
他们是那样的自我中心，那么骄傲。
Domineering.
他们在那里是那么强势。
And the professor said,
教授说，
God uses pride to build his kingdom.
神用骄傲建立他的国度。
Now Ernie and I were just dumb Baptists, but we knew that was wrong.
我跟赫尔弟兄觉得这是完全的错谬。
That can't be right.
这实在是不应该这样啊。
But I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters.
但是今天我告诉你弟兄姐妹们。
There are many men of God who don't stand in the pulpit unless they've received applause.
今天很多神的仆人，他们站在讲台上，他们希望得到大家鼓掌。
They're proud of their ministry.
他们为他们的工作骄傲。
We just had a famous one up here in Seattle.
我们最近在西雅图有一个很出名的。
And he had to resign.
他被迫辞职。
It wasn't over moral difficulties.
不是道德上的问题。
They didn't say he sinned.
他们没有说他犯罪。
They just said he was proud and arrogant and treated people with a demeaning authority.
他们在那里说他是那样的骄傲，他是那样的强势，他是那样的用人的权柄。
Is that not called sin anymore?
这些是不是大家不以为是罪了呢？
What's that? Just some little fault?
只是一些小毛病呢。
When we minister out of pride, we are ministering with the same power that the devil uses.
当我们用骄傲来侍奉的时候，我们跟撒旦的权势一样。
But if God doesn't deal with your self-life,
如果神不对付你的己生命，
you'll be proud of your ministry.
你就会为了你的侍奉而觉得骄傲。
And if you're smart or you have a good personality or something, you will always have a following.
如果你很聪明，你很有智慧，你一直有一群人会做你的粉丝。
Many times an assembly is split. Because somebody is proud and has a following.
多少时候 教会的分裂是因为有人他非常的骄傲，但他又有一群的跟从者。
But God is not pleased.
神不喜悦这个。
The self must be dealt with.
己要受对付。
A person may have spiritual gifts.
一个人可能有属灵的恩赐。
But unless they go through the cross in their self life, they will not have a spiritual ministry.
除非他们经过十字架，经过对付己的生命，不然他们没有属灵的服事。
You understand the difference.
你知道这里的分别。
Someone may have the gift of prophecy.
有人可能有先知的恩赐。
But only through the cross can they become a prophet.
只有经过十字架，他们才能够成为先知。
The gift is one thing.
恩赐是这样。
The man of God is another thing.
神人是另外一回事。
God wants to produce Christ-like servants.
神要得到基督有基督生命活出来的仆人。
And so he must deal with our self-life.
所以他一定要对付我们的己生命。
And that's why we come into the second phase.
这是我们来到了第二层。
It's the mercy of God that he doesn't allow us to keep running around like a wild stallion.
是神的怜悯叫我们不要到处乱钻。
You remember the scriptures in Matthew 11 where Jesus says, Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
在马太11章里面主说你们要负我的轭学我的样式你们要跟从我。
Now we often use this wonderful passage in evangelism.
我们经常用这一段的圣经来传福音。
Because people become weary from sin.
因为人因着罪而变成劳苦担重担。
And Jesus says, come unto me and find rest.
主耶稣说可以到我这里来你们可以得安息。
Thank God many of us found rest and salvation when we came to Jesus weary.
感谢神当我们信主的那一刻我们来到主的跟前我们得着安息。
But if you read the context closely, you'll see that Jesus was actually talking to his own disciples.
但是如果你读上下文的话你就发现这一段话是神对他的门徒讲的。
His disciples have been trying to follow him and serve him and have grown weary.
神耶稣的门徒他们在那里跟从主他们要侍奉神但是他们却劳苦重担了。
Do you know servants of God in the church, in your church, that are weary all the time?
你知不知道在你们聚会里面的服侍主的人他们经常劳苦担重担呢？
Now, I'm not referring to those who have physical difficulties. I'm just talking about people who've worn themselves out trying to serve the Lord.
我不是说那是身体有软弱的而是说这些人他们努力的服侍用尽自己的力气而劳苦担重担。
It is to such faithful, earnest people that the Lord says, Come to me, it's time for you to wear a yoke with me.
主是对那些忠心的仆人，主呼召他们说，劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，来负我的轭。
It's time for you to be yoked to me.
你现在要与我一同负轭。
Now, you see, we don't realize it, but we do so much out of the self-life.
因为我们没有发现，其实我们是一直用己生命在这里做。
And so the Lord puts a yoke on us.
所以主就把一个轭放在我们颈下。
And you notice this in a servant's life because the Lord begins to restrict them in ministry.
你就看到在神的仆人身上，主在那里限制他的活动。
And now this servant gets held back.
这个仆人就给拉住。
They are restrained.
他受限制。
Now they often say, I don't understand what the Lord's doing.
他说我实在不知道主为什么这样做。
There's so much work to be done. There's so many people to be saved.
哦，那里有那么多工作要做，那么多人要被拯救。
Now why has the Lord put me on the shelf?
为什么主把我们放在架子上？
But the Lord says,
主说，
If you're going to serve me, you need to learn. Of me.
如果你要侍奉我 你要学我的样式。
And so a servant of God goes through a time of some humiliation and exposure.
所以神的仆人要经过一些学谦卑的功课，他们自己要给被暴怒的一些的过程。
Now in the early days,
早期
Jesus' disciples followed him, and they had a lot to say, and they did things as they wanted to.
早期当门徒们跟从主的时候，他们会讲很多的话，他们也做很多的事情。
But eventually the Lord placed his yoke upon these disciples.
但是末了，主把轭放在门徒的颈项上。
He began to expose their self-life.
他在那里暴露他们的己生命。
Now we know that Peter made the most mistakes.
我们知道彼得呢是过犯最多的。
He was always jumping in and saying the wrong thing.
他经常呢都在那里说错话。
The Lord put a yoke on Peter's shoulders.
主就把一个轭放在彼得的脖子上。
John and James wanted to send fire down on the city in Samaria because they wouldn't allow Jesus to come there.
约翰跟雅各说叫天上的火来把这个村子烧掉，因为他们不接待主。
Oh, they're so zealous in themselves.
他们里面充满了热心。
But the Lord said, no, you need to learn of me.
主说你们不要这样，你们要学我的样式。
I am meek, gentle, lowly.
我是柔和谦卑的。
And unless the servant of God learns humility,
除非神的仆人学了谦卑的功课。
How can we share the Lord in and through our ministry?
不然我们怎么能够把主带出来？
And so, here the servant of God has to learn to stop.
所以在这里，神的仆人要学习静下来。
To wait.
等候
to turn aside.
等候
to listen for the Lord.
听主的声音
not just do what you want.
不是你任意而行
We must learn the difference between our soul's voice and the Lord's voice.
我们需要分析分开什么是我们魂的声音，什么是主的声音。
Have you learned that lesson?
你学过这个功课没有？
Oh, the Lord has to yoke us in.
主要我们负他的轭。
You all know this passage in 2 Corinthians, chapter 12.
你都熟悉哥林多后书十二章里面的话。
Just verse 9 and 10.
哥林多后书十二章第九第十节。
2 Corinthians 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九第十节。
And the Lord said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.Most gladly, therefore, I'll rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Now you all would agree with me that in Scripture there's nobody who had more zeal to serve the Lord than the Apostle Paul once he got saved.
你应该同意我的话，没有人。比保罗当他得救以后对主那么热心。
And Paul had opportunity to witness of his conversion.
保罗有机会为他自己信主转变过来做见证。
And he knew he was called to service.
他也蒙召去侍奉。
But to the Lord,
对主来说
Paul was a dangerous servant.
保罗是一个很危险的仆人。
He was way too strong in his self-life.
他的己生命太强了。
Now, being a good Pharisee, he knew he was always right.
作为一个法利赛人，他自以为他永远是对的。
Now, you can imagine how many fights he had with the Christians in his early days.
你想他当初跟其他信主的人有多少的争辩。
And he had a keen mind.
他有一个非常 清楚的头脑。
And he saw many revelations.
他看到许多的异象。
And he was ready to die for the Lord.
他已经预备好为主舍命。
And the Lord had a hard time keeping Paul alive.
主很辛苦啊才能够拯救他不要死掉。
So Paul says, okay, Lord, where do you want me to go? To Rome? And the Lord says, go to the desert.
保罗说你要到我叫我去罗马吗主说你去沙漠吧。
And then Paul goes down to Jerusalem and says, okay, where can I preach next? And the apostles say, go back to Tarsus.
保罗到了耶路撒冷保罗说我要去哪里可以传道呢主说去大树吧。
Now Paul loved the Lord.
保罗爱主。
And God was showing him things.
神叫他有看见。
But Paul's self was so strong.
保罗这个己是那么的强。
How could he ever look like Jesus with that kind of strength?
如果你有那么样的这种强势你怎么可能有一天会像耶稣呢
And so the Lord had to send Paul out to Tarsus.
所以保罗要说神要把保罗送回大树去。
To live with mom and dad.
跟回家跟老爹老妈住。
To make tents at home.
在家里支帐篷。
And you know, he still preached like crazy when he was in Tarsus.
你知道他在大树他还在那里讲啊。
The Lord doesn't remove a person's ministry often, but he puts a restriction on them.
神在那里限制了他的侍奉。
Some circumstance comes up.
一些环境临到了。
Financial difficulty.
或者有一些经济的困难。
Marriage struggles.
婚姻上面的挣扎。
Children problems.
孩子的问题。
Health problems.
健康的问题。
Grandma, grandpa problems.
祖父祖母给你的难处。
I want to serve the Lord.
我说我要侍奉神啊。
Why has this happened?
就是为什么这么多困难发生。
Now, what's the Lord after?
神要得着什么呢
Why is the Lord putting the yoke on?
为什么神把这样的问题加在我的身上
Because he wants his servants to get to know him.
因为神要他的仆人认识他。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
你们要负我的轭学我的样式。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
as many servants of God,Who don't know the Lord.
今天有多少神的仆人他们不认识主
You know what I mean by that.
你知道我讲什么
Oh, they're saved.
他们得救的
They're serving.
他们侍奉着
Christian service.
他们在基督教的工作里面服侍
But not Christ-like.
但他们不是用基督的生命
Paul says in Galatians chapter 1 that he ministered his word out of the revelation of Christ within.
保罗在加拉太第一章说他所讲的话是用基督在他里面来传出去。
You know, when somebody serves the Lord,
当人侍奉神的时候
they follow the Lord in order to get sermon material.
他们跟从主呢是为了预备讲章。
You know, they study the Bible.
他们读圣经。
Why? Because they love the word?
是因为他们爱牧主的话吗
No, because they have to teach Sunday school class next Sunday.
因为他们下个星期要教主日学所以才读圣经。
And as soon as they have the Sunday off, they don't study the word all week.
当他们那个星期不用教主日学的时候他们一个星期都不读经。
Now they're using the Lord in order for them to minister.
他们用主利用主然后叫他们能够服侍。
Now the Lord wants to bring us to the place.
主要把我们带到一个地步
where we're not pursuing ministry,
我们在那里不是在那里为了我们的工作
but we're pursuing the Lord.
我们在那里是为了追求主
and out of our pursuit of the Lord, ministry comes.
当我们追求主的时候就带出了侍奉
The Lord has to deal with our self-life.
主要对付我们的己生命。
So why did the Lord hold Paul back for 12 years?
为什么主叫保罗隐藏了12年?
Too much self.
因为他的己太厉害。
Because we are part of Adam in the fall.
因为我们是亚当 堕落的一份子。
What is a minister's biggest problem?
今天传道人最大的问题是什么？
Serving with other servants.
或者是跟其他的服侍主人一起服侍的时候就产生困难。
We're used to doing things alone.
因为我们本来都是自己一个人在侍奉。
If Paul's self-life hadn't been dealt with, he would have dominated every church that he began.
如果保罗的己生命没有给对付的话，他在每一个教会里面，他在那里都是那样的强势的。
It's tough working with somebody else.
跟别人一起配搭是太难了。
Because I know the best way.
因为我的方法是最好的。
Just leave me alone. I know how to do it.
你不要管我，我知道怎么做。
It's always tougher to have other people doing it.
哦，有别人来做呢，这个就麻烦了。
Paul gets up so early in the morning. Barnabas doesn't get up till 7.
保罗一早就起来，巴拿巴七点钟才起身。
Time to go to the next town.
我们现在要到另外一个城去传道。
Barnabas says, "Why don't we sleep tonight?"
巴拿巴说今天晚上我们还是睡一宿。
It's hard working together with people.
跟人在一起配搭真是难啊。
We're from the garden where we're independent. We do our own thing.
因为从伊甸园开始我们就是自己干自己的，我们不依靠神。
It was under such a strong-willed man like Paul that God showed the body of Christ.
在这个这么强的保罗身上，神叫他看见基督的身体。
Paul, everything you do,
保罗，你做的每件事
has to blend in to what I'm doing in the body of Christ.
你要进入我在基督身体里面配搭的你当中。
What a humbling experience this is.
对于保罗来讲，他要学谦卑的功课。
What else is the Lord trying to do?
主在这里还要做什么？
Why does he have to hem in the servant?
为什么他要得到这么多的仆人？
It's because often the servants of God who are serving with all their heart yet are not serving with vision.
因为多少服侍主的人，他们是用心来服侍，但是他们没有意向。
You know, I love this prophet Habakkuk.
我喜欢哈巴谷这个小先知。
He was a faithful prophet.
他是一个忠心的先知。
Then the Lord confused him.
然后神好像叫他有一点迷失。
Now, has the Lord ever confused you?
主有没有你有没有感觉得到主叫你有的时候有一点迷惑。
You used to know just what the Lord wanted. You used to know just what to do. And then suddenly you get confused. Wait a minute, Lord, what are you doing?
你本来你说我知道神要什么，神要我怎么做，但是有一天你发现主啊，你到底要我干嘛？
And so when Habakkuk saw the Chaldeans, the Babylonians coming in and destroying Judah, he says, Lord, what are you doing? We're your righteous people. What's happening? What's happening?
当哈巴谷看到加勒底人进来，看到这些的问题，哈巴谷说，主啊，你在做什么？是怎么回事啊？
But that's when Habakkuk came into the heavenly vision.
在这个时刻，哈巴谷才看到属天的异象。
He stood up on the ramparts until the Lord said, Though the vision tarry, wait for it.
这个哈巴谷站在城上，主对他说，你要等一下，异象临到你。
You know, there's something that burdens my heart.
在我心中有这样的负担。
I know there's many servants of God who love the Lord and they have gift, but they lack vision.
我知道很多神的仆人，他们爱主，他们愿意服侍，但是他们却缺少了异象。
As our brother shared this morning, they have no idea of this eternal purpose, the Lord summing all things up in Christ. They have no vision of that.
好像我们早上领诗歌的弟兄说到，多少人他们没有看见神永远的旨意，神要万有在基督里面同归于一。
And so without this vision, they're doing many works, but often doing things that go against the work of God.
没有这样的意向，你可能做很多的工作，但是你没有连到神要做的工。
All we can pray is that the Lord would give vision to His servants.
我们的祷告乃是让神把意向给服侍他的人。
But here's the thing I'm burdened about.
在这里我的负担乃是
I meet many who say they see God's heavenly vision. But their lives indicate otherwise.
我遇到许多服侍主的人，他们说他们看见神永远旨意的意象，但是他们的生活却是另外一套。
We know that within our circles there's much talk about heavenly vision and God's eternal purpose. And we hear these things often, but when you look at what is coming out of their lives, one wonders if they really see.
在我们交通的范围里面，我们遇到很多的弟兄姊妹，他们都说他们看到神永远旨意的意象，但是他们的生活却说出另外一件事。
Even their leadership as servants of God shows that they lack understanding of what the Lord is trying to do.
就算在教会里面带领的，他们也不够清楚到底神要做什么。
So before we run off ahead too speedily, we need to be sure what the Lord is after.
我们不要跑得太快，我们要清楚地知道主要的是什么。
Of course, you know, I started out a Baptist preacher. I had no idea what heavenly vision was.
因为我一开始是浸信会的牧师，我根本不知道什么是属天的意象。
I had all kinds of visions and things.
我那个时候自以为各种的意象。
I had no idea what's going on.
但是我根本不知道怎么一回事。
But I thank God for His mercy.
我感谢神他的怜悯。
I was busy working away like a busy bee. In Raleigh, North Carolina.
我在北卡的时候，我是在非常忙碌的做这个做那个。
And in Raleigh, there was a little group of Christians, and every month they had Brother Stephen Kang come and share the word of God.
在 Raleigh 那个地方有一个小的聚会，每个月江舍道弟兄来一次。
Our brother Jonathan Pong was in that little group.
那个时候的彭洞平也在那里。
But as I heard our brother share the word of God,
当我听我们的弟兄讲到神的话,
the Lord opened my eyes by His mercy.
因着他的怜悯, 主开了我的眼睛,
and showed me what He was after.
叫我看见他要的是什么。
And God put His yoke upon me.
主把他的轭放在我的身上。
I resigned from my ministry.
所以我就从我的执事上面我辞职了。
I tore up my human ordination paper.
我把人给我案例的证明撕掉。
I began to try to discover what it meant just to be a brother in the body of Christ.
我就开始学习怎么样在基督身体里面就是做一个弟兄。
It cost me everything.
我付上了极大的代价。
My career, my retirement.
我的退休金，我的职业。
My title, Reverend.
我的名衔牧师。
My income.
我的收入。
With three boys like cheeping birds going cheep, 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 cheep.
我有三个孩子还要喂啊。
It cost me nothing.
其实我没有付上多少。
Because the Lord took care of us.
因为主顾念我。
And began to show me His life.
开始叫我看见他的生命。
I had no idea what it meant to minister out of His life.
我实在不知道什么是用他的生命来服侍。
I was a weary servant.
我是一个劳苦担重担的仆人。
By the time I got through playing my guitar and singing songs and then preaching away and sweating, I was just so weary.
当我带着唱吉他唱诗讲道完了之后，我觉得哎呀，真是累呀。
The Lord says you don't have to do that.
主说你不用这样做。
You don't have to win people by your personality.
你不用你用你的性格来赢取别人。
Here's what I want you to say.
我要你说这些。
You know, I've got a lot of things I'd like to say.
我喜欢讲很多话。
I can't get around to them.
我没有办法不讲。
So when I try to come to somewhere like this, I'm a fool that I am, and only a servant in training.
我是就是这样来到人的当中，因为我是在那里在那里仍然是一个实习的仆人。
So when I am preparing to come, this is my only question. Lord, what do you want to say?
当我来到这里的时候，我就问主。你要我说什么?
Believe me, I've got notes. of a thousand sermons where I said what I wanted to say.
Oh, 我有1000篇的讲章，我说我要讲这些。
Oh, how the Lord has to get a hold of His servants.
主要抓住他的仆人。
And then to see that the Lord has to initiate a work.
我们看到是要主来开始他的工作。
Now in my foolish days, people considered me an apostle.
在我愚拙的日子，别人看我像使徒。
My brother Ernie and I were two apostles.
我跟赫尔弟兄，我们是两个使徒，到处跑。
Actually, we were only one. I was the app, he was the apostle.
我们两个其实是一对的。And
we traveled around and did a lot of things and preached.
我们两个到处去讲。You
know, we tried to do some things that we started.
我们要做一些我们开始的工作。These
churches that we started, some of them no longer on the face of the earth.
我们开始那个时候建立的教会现在已经不存在了。
The Lord blew them away.
主一口气就把他们吹跑了。But
there were some things that were started by the Lord and not me.
但是有一些的工作是主开始的，不是我们做的。Those
things maintain to this day.
那些的工作直到今天还在那里。
Now he does it in strange ways.
我们 主做的事情是非常奇特的。As
an example,
比如说,
we were doing a Bible study up in a town in New York called Huntington.
我们在, 纽约, Huntington那个地方开始一个查经。
And during this time, among many other things, my wife and I had the tragedy in our life when our son died in a car crash.
那个时候,在我们家里, 我的儿子因为交通意外丧命了。
My oldest son, his name was Dana as well.
我的大儿子他也叫Dana。
And when our son died, our soul collapsed.
当我的儿子死的时候，我们整个的魂都倒塌了。But
in the timing of God, we had sold our house and were planning to move to Huntington, and so we moved to Huntington.
我们卖了我们的房子，我们搬到纽约Huntington那个地方。
We sold our house in September, we moved there in November, our son died in August.
我们9月卖房子，10月搬家，我们的儿子8月离世。
So we just fellowshiped with the saints in Huntington.
我们就是在Huntington跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
It took a lot of healing in our life.
那段日子我们需要得医治。
And the Lord took His time just having us sit still.
主就
But don't you know, during that time, out of death, He gave birth to the church.
你知道吗? 在那个时刻, 从死里面, 主就叫一个教会诞生。
It wasn't while I was apostolizing.
不是说我, 这不是我做使徒的日子。
It's just while I was a brother.
那个时候我只是做一个弟兄。
That the Lord did something. Now the Lord has His timing and initiative.
主有他的时间是他开始的。
And many times we sit as God's servants, we feel restrained and we're waiting. It's because God is doing something beyond us. And He makes us wait until that right time.
主有的时候叫我们安静坐在那里，因为他要开始他的工作，在他要的时刻。
But praise God, there comes that third phase.
感谢神，还有第三个层次的工作。God
breaks the vessel.
神要破碎他的器皿。God
releases the servant.
神要叫他的仆人得释放。And
this servant who has denied himself begins to learn how to live and minister by the life of Christ.
那个愿意舍己的仆人, 他就开始学习怎么样用生命来服侍。
Now, I gave you a sheet of just a few biographies that you had a chance to read, I hope.
我给了大家两个见证人的信息, 希望你们都能够读过。
There's not enough time to go over these lives, but I hope you read them.
我们没有时间讲他们的经历，我希望你们都读过。Our
dear sister Jessie Penn Lewis, boy, she was something else.
我们亲爱的宾露易师母, 她是一个很特殊的姊妹。
She was one of these little English women.
她是一个英国的姊妹。
And she was part of a Bible study.
她实在是一个会读经的人。
Now, do you ever know this sister who loves to study the Bible and they have it all written out and everything? That was Jessie Pedlar.
你看到很多姊妹她喜欢读圣经，写了很多的记录。这个就是冰碧师母。
She had a Bible study in her home.
她在她家里面带一个茶经。
And, but she would always invite another sister in to teach.
她经常请另外一个姊妹来带。
And then one day, one of the sisters who was supposed to come didn't show up, and the Lord says, time for you to teach.
有一天那个姊妹不能来，主就告诉她，
So she had,
你来讲经吧。
So she had all her notes, and she began to teach every week in her home this Bible study.
所以她就每天开始在她家里面来带查经。
But something was wrong.
但是有些事情发生。
She didn't think it was coming across.
她觉得好像这些话讲不出去。
Something was missing.
好像缺了什么东西。
Lord, I feel so weak, so inadequate.
她说我觉得实在是很亏欠，很不够。
She felt so dry.
她觉得里面很枯干。
How can I share when I'm so dry?
我这么枯干，我怎么讲呢？
Oh, but you know what? She kept on leading the Bible study.
你知道吗？她是继续在这里带这个查经。
So now we see that sisters can be as stubborn as the brother.
我们就发现呢，姊妹跟弟兄一样是那么顽固。
But finally, one day, she came to a crisis in her life, said, Lord, if you don't come through, I've got nothing.
有一天她到了一个危机，她对主说，如果你不帮助我，我就完了。
And as she was riding on the train in England between two stops in London,
当她在伦敦坐那个地铁的时候，
God came down by his Holy Spirit and released her life.
圣灵就临到她，叫她生命得释放。
I don't know if you know who she is, but she became a very powerful minister of the Word of God.
我不知道你们认不认识她，她就成为神大用的使女。
In so many precious brothers and sisters, they come to a moment of release.
在多少宝贝的弟兄姊妹，在他们生命里面，他们有一次得到释放。
There is moments where they are broken.
那一时刻，他们给破碎了。
Many times they resign themselves and say, Lord, I have failed. I am unworthy.
多少时候他们说，主啊，我不行，我失败，我不配。
And in that moment,
在那个时刻，
they find the Lord's anointing.
他们就看到主的恩膏。
One of my favorite brothers is A.B. Simpson.
我最喜欢的一个弟兄是宣信弟兄。
This was a very powerful minister.
他实在是一个大有能力的传道人。
He ministered the word of God with great power.
他实在讲道非常有能力。
In the Presbyterian churches,
在长老会里面，
only one thing wrong.
就一点是错不对的。
His body was so physically weak.
他的身体，整个的身体是那么软弱。
He would minister for a few months in his church and revival would come to the church.
但是他讲了几个月的道，整个教会复兴起来。
But his body would break down and he was so weak that he had to go away for 6 months.
但是他的身体健康那么糟糕，他要休息六个月。
And he was at the end of his physical strength at 37 years old.
当他37岁，他的身体的力量已经到了尽头。
The doctor says you must quit or you're gonna die.
医生说你马上要停下来，不然你一定死。
He was a broken man.
他是一个完全破碎的人。
Had a genius mind.
他有一个非常天才的头脑。
And there's a long story to what happened in his life.
在他生命里面，在他一生里面有一个很长的故事。
But his reviving started with a physical healing.
但是他的复兴是因着他先得医治。
And he counted that day as the day he died.And began to live by the resurrection life of Christ.
他说那一天是他死的日子，也是复活重生开始的日子。
When the Lord touched him at 37 years old, he had no more illnesses until his final days before he passed away sometime in his 70s.
37岁的时候，主大能的手医治他，直到他离世，他身体完全健康了。
But during his agony, he learned the Lord.
在他痛苦的年日，他 认识了主。
And when the Lord came down in his life,
当主临到他,
he ministered the Lord's life.
他就在那里用生命来服侍。
Now I gave you a sheet there which included Hudson Taylor.
我给你们的还有戴德生的故事。
Now I think all of you know his story.
我想你们都知道戴德生的故事。
Because he went as a missionary to China at 21 years old.
当他二十一岁的时候，他到中国做宣教士。
And he ran the mission and all of the organization and all the missionaries and all the needs.
在他那里，他有一个整个的一个差会是他负责。
But by 37 years old, or after 19 years,
十九年之后
，he was worn out.
他已经受不了了。
He was worried.
他劳苦但重担。
He sensed the great need there in China.
他看到中国那么大的需要。
He was burdened under it.
他带着重担。
He was burdened by his own sinfulness.
他也因着他自己的罪而担重担。
He was about to despair.
他已经要崩溃了。
When one of his missionary friends sent him a letter that changed his life.
有一位宣教士的朋友给了他一封信。就改变了他的一生。
And in that letter he saw that he was a branch within the vine.
在那封信里面他看到他是葡萄树上的一个枝子。
But what he saw changed his life.
他所看见的改变了他的一生。
He was always in agony asking the Lord, please Lord, fill me, please Lord, strengthen me, please Lord, use me.
他一直在那里求主啊，求你充满我，求你帮助我，求你给我力量。
But the day he saw that he was a branch in the vine,
但那一天他看到他是葡萄树上的枝子。
He entered into rest.
他就进入了安息。
It's as if the Lord said to him, "Why do you keep asking me? Say, fill me." He says, "You're part of me. Of course, I'll fill you."
他主说你为什么成天叫我来充满你？你在我的葡萄树上，我当然供应你，充满你。
You're just a branch in the vine.
你只是葡萄树上的枝子。
I give you all you need.
我给你一切所需要的。
And through you, fruit is born.
借着你就结果子了。
You don't have to ask for it.
你不需要求啊。
It's yours.
这是你的。
Stop trying to, as it were, you know, take a straw and
不要好像拿个吸管，只是吸一点而已。
It's there.
已经在那里了。
Release yourself.
你释放你自己吧。
Let my life flow through you.
我让我的生命从你的流进你的生命里面。
And so the wonderful story is.
美好的故事乃是。
For the rest of his life, busier than ever, he lived in rest.
在下面的日子里面，他一生还是那么忙碌，但里面充满了安息。
With all of the challenges that were involved in that mission, he had time for everybody.
在那个差会里面那么多繁忙的工作，但他仍然有时间来应对每一个人。
He knew it was the Lord's work.
他知道这是主的工。
And therefore the Lord would do it.
所以主会来做。
There's so many others.
还有许多其他的服侍主的人。
You know famous Margaret Barber.
你知道何寿恩姊妹。
Wonderful ministry she had in China as a missionary.
她在中国有那个美好的服侍，当她做一个宣教士的时候。
But you should read her life story.
你们应该读她的传记。
Her life as a missionary on her first trip as an Anglican missionary was a disaster.
她头一次去做英国圣公会的宣教士的时候，她的工作是一塌糊涂。
The Lord had to discipline her self-life.
主在那里要叫她的己生命有学习。
And sent her back to China as a broken vessel.
把她再一次拆到中国，她是已经给个破碎嘛的生命。
Now, are you a servant of the Lord?
你是服侍主的人吗？
The Lord works uniquely in everybody's life.
主在每个人的生命里面有独特的工作。
But if you are a servant of the Lord,
如果你实在是服侍主的人，
There's two things we should see.
有两件事我们一定要看见。
In some way, the Lord will rein you in.Until you see him and his life.
主要把你带到他的里面，叫你真正的看见他在那里，你遇到他的生命。
If we don't minister by the Lord's life,
如果我们不是接受 基督的生命在我们里面来管制我们的话，
We might preach the gospel, prophesy, and cast out demons, but will not be approved unless we're ministering by His life.
如果我们不是靠着基督的生命，我们可以去传道、医病、赶鬼，但主不认同我们。
But if you're a servant of the Lord,
如果你是服侍主的人，
and you're willing to go through His discipline,
你愿意接受他的管制。
You will also experience
你也会经历到
freedom,
自由
freedom to serve,
自由的侍奉
by the life of God,
借着神的生命
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
the greatest freedom you'll ever know is when you're serving the Lord according to your calling by the Lord's life.
最大的自由乃是当你因着神的呼召，用着他的生命来服侍。
And you will see fruit.
你会看到果子。
And you will find rest for your soul.
你的魂要得安息。
And the Lord will be pleased.
主也得着满意。
It's not how great our ministry is.
不是我们的工作有多大。
But whatever simple way we have been called to serve.
可能是很小的事情，主呼召我们去做。
May the Lord's life come through.
让他的生命能够在那里流出去。
And so we ask the Lord to deal with our self-life.
所以我们求主来对付我们的己生命。
Otherwise we may serve but be disqualified.
不然我们可能在那里忙碌，但是主不要我们。
How about it, young people?
年轻人啊。
What do you think?
你们怎么看呢？
Are you called to serve?
主是不是呼召你们
来服侍？ Have you consecrated your life?
你们有没有把生命奉献给他？
You know, we're in a very precarious moment right now.
你知道我们在是一个很关键的时刻。
If the Lord tarries much longer,
如果主还迟延的话，
all the old servants of God will be gone to glory.
这些神的老仆人都要进到荣耀里去。
Now, when we pray that the Lord would raise up laborers into His harvest,
当我们求主来差遣工人去收割他的庄稼。
And when we pray that the Lord would raise up servants according to His eternal purpose,
当我们在那里求主兴起，照着他永远旨意来服侍主的人，
we're praying that the Lord would lay hold of you, sister, and you, brother.
我们知道主要得着这个姊妹，得着这个弟兄。
Do you know something of the house of God?
你认识神的家吗？
If you learn the lessons of the house of God,
如果你学了在神家里面的功课，
the Lord would make you a servant in the house of God.
神就叫你成为神家的仆人。
You know, the Lord doesn't look for somebody outside.
主没有在外面找人来服侍。
Were you raised in the house of God?
你是在神的家里面成长的吗？
Have you seen the Lord in the house of God?
你在神的家里面看到主吗？
Then you need to let the Lord deal with you.
你就应该让主在你身上做工。
So you can be a profitable servant.
你就能够成为忠心的仆人。
We know that young people today know they need to have a job and do well economically.
我知道今天年轻人说你需要有个工作，你需要有好的收入。
But many young people become adults and then adults become gray-haired.
今天多少年轻人变成成人，成人有一天头发也白了。
And they never come into their calling.
但他们没有答应神的呼召。
They're too busy.
他们太忙碌了。
You know, the world wants you to be too busy.
你知道世界一直叫你忙忙忙。
Jesus wants you to be His disciple.
耶稣要你成为他的门徒。
But the Lord has to deal with your self-life.
神要对付你的己生命。
If we're out for just our own personal gratification,
如果我们在那里只是要为自己而忙碌的话，
then the body of Christ will wait until He can find some other servant.
基督的身体会等神兴起其他的仆人。
The Lord is coming.
主来的日子近了。
He's looking for young people.
他在这里寻找年轻人。
He's looking for men and women who have a family.And who are successful.
他在那里寻找你们这些有家庭很成功的人。
I'm not talking about everybody leaving their job and going into a full-time ministry.
我不是说你们每一个人都要辞职全时间侍奉。
If the completion of the bride is dependent on full-time ministry, then we are lost.
如果新妇要等待有很多全时间人来服侍，那我们就失败了。
There's not enough to go around.
在那里没有足够的全时间服侍主的人。
But if through the ministry of members of the body can be built up in love.
但是如果借着肢体弟兄姊妹的服侍，在爱里互相建立的话，
whatever job, whatever career you have,
不管你有什么工作，你是哪一行哪一业，
then the Lord will have His bride prepared.
神会预备好他的心腹。
Perhaps He's waiting for you.
其实很可能他在等待你。
Will you let the Lord deal with your self life?
你让主对付你的己生命吗？
Many servants of God found a glorious freedom when they surrendered completely to the Lord.
多少神的仆人，当他们完全降服在神的手底下之后，他们得到完全的释放。
May we find ourselves before the Lord's feet in 2015.
愿意主得着我们，我们也得着主，在2015年以前。
Letting the Lord do His work among His people.
让主在他的儿女当中做成他的工。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you so much for your mercy upon us.
主，我们感谢你给我们这么大的怜悯。
Your blessing in our life.
你在我们生命里面的祝福。
Indeed, we're rich.
我们是丰富的。
But unless we deny ourselves,
但是我们必须要否定舍己。
Then we'll end up Laodicea.
不然我们就落在老底家的光景。
With all of the blessing you have given us,
你给我们这么多的福气。
We ask that you would give us the cross.
我们求你把十字架赏给我们。
This is the greatest gift the church could ever receive.
这是教会要得到最大的恩赐。
To find servants bearing the cross.
要找到背十字架神的仆人。
For those who are your servants, Lord, do have mercy upon those, especially as you're dealing with their self-life.
对于每一个服侍主的人，我们实在求你怜悯我们，当你对付我们己生命的时候。
For those young people who are seed but hesitant about falling into the ground and dying, oh, give them grace.
我们也为了年轻人有看见的，他们怕麦子落在地里死了，求你给他们有恩典。
Lay your hand upon your servant.
你的手得到你的仆人。
Arrest us into your way.
叫我们被你来俘虏我们。
May this coming year be a year of release and of blessing.
愿意新的一年是叫我们得释放而得安息的一年。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。Amen.